I'm Kevin Elizabeth, a wedding photographer based in San Diego. Today, you guys actually might notice that I am not filming in my usual setup, and that is because we have moved to a new condo. So David and I recently purchased a condo in Bankers Hill, which is a really great part of San Diego. And so right now, everything looks a little bit sparse around me, but over time, I'm gonna be adding in like decorative things on this wall. I'm gonna be changing my filming setup. So we'll just kind of have to do different things between now and then, and eventually it'll look really, really fun. But today's video is going to be all about furniture rentals. I had a comment request to do a video on different kinds of rentals that you can use to add to your reception space. So one thing I want to say about this is obviously anything you're renting costs money. So it's the sort of thing where if you've got some extra room in your decor budget, rentals are a fantastic way to go. If you're really, really tight, then maybe not so much. But for those of you who want to add some interesting rentals to your space, I'm going to be talking about the different options you have in this video today. The first one I want to talk about is actually more of a structural rental. So I know in past videos I've talked about if you want to make your reception room seem smaller because maybe it fits 300 people but you only have 75 and the hotel or whatever place it may be can't adjust their space with dividers, then you can bring in your own dividers, whether it be green hedges. That can be really nice if you want more of an organic look, so you can rent a bunch of them. Again, this is kind of costly. Another option that you guys have is to do something pretty with draping. So a draping company would come in and they would pipe a structure and then drape it really pretty. So it's almost like really beautiful curtains all around your wedding room, or maybe just along one or two walls. So those are really neat ways to either add texture or maybe conceal something in your space, or to shrink your space down, or even to just keep guests from going to a certain part. Maybe the catering staff can kind of hide behind the hedges. That's a really popular thing that I see. So you guys have options for more structural things like that. Now, when it comes to some really fun rentals, I always love lounges. Now, lounges are probably going to run you anywhere from maybe $800 to $3,000, depending on the company you go with, where you're located, how far the company has to drive, and what the extensiveness of the setup might be. Also, the pieces that you're choosing. But I would say that's a decent range. I know that's a really huge range, but somebody who might be choosing a high-end company like Archive Rentals in Southern California with a full lounge is going to be paying a lot more than somebody going with maybe a smaller local business and it's right in their city and they're choosing a smaller lounge. So that's just something to keep in mind. But pieces that I typically see with a lounge tend to be at least one sofa, a coffee table, two armchairs. Sometimes they'll have another little ottoman on the other side of the sofa. So you're really creating a little bit of a living room in your reception space, which can be really fun for guests to sit and hang out in so that they don't have to sit at their tables anymore. Or perhaps this is going to be also used during cocktail hour, in which case people can just hang out on the sofas. I think they're really, really beautiful and you can have a lot of fun with these. You can choose different colors to match your palette. You can go glam, you can go rustic, whatever you want. I think lounges are a really fantastic way to add interest to your reception space. One of my all-time favorite types of rentals is usually something a little bit more custom, and that is an escort card display, which is also referred to as kind of a seating chart display. I usually say escort card display, but anyways, that is something that can be very much customized to your event. So in the past, I had a wedding where they kind of had a vintage sports theme to the wedding. It was done in a very classy way. Normally somebody would say it was kind of sports themed and I'd be like, ugh, I don't know how that's gonna go. So this was really well done, and they actually had an escort card display that was like a bracket sports style that said please be seated, and I thought that was really cute. So that really tied in well to their wedding. They actually got to keep that. So sometimes if you have really custom things like that, you can keep it. Sometimes you're just kind of renting it, swapping things out, but I absolutely love those, and I think that is a very fun way to get your guests excited about the seating chart. I know I've talked about seating charts in the past. I will link that video for you guys because it is something that you do need to have in almost every case, but that's just a really great way to break it up so it doesn't feel stuffy. It does not feel formal. For my own wedding, we're going to be having a really cool one. I can't wait to show you guys. We just found out about it at our design meeting this past Monday, so that's going to be really exciting. I cannot wait for that one detail. So you guys can kind of do that with escort card displays, or you could also have a rented really special dessert backdrop. So if you're really into desserts and you want to really deck out that dessert table, have a beautiful backdrop for it. And that's really going to pop against your desserts and against your venue. Now, the last rental that I want to be talking about in detail is going to be specialty chairs. So oftentimes a venue might come with chairs. Typically, they're going to be quite basic. They might be white folding chairs. Maybe they're shivari chairs. I personally prefer a different kind of chair, whether it's a crossback chair or perhaps it's an oak louis chair. We're actually going to be mixing those at our wedding. The head table will have oak louis. They're very expensive, which is why not every guest is getting them, but everybody else is going to be getting crossback chairs. So you guys can always mix and match. You can go with a slightly less expensive chair for all of your guests and then maybe go with specialty chairs for your head table, or maybe you've got the budget to deck out every single guest chair. In that case, go for it. But you guys also have different options like beautiful colored velvet chairs. Those are some of my favorites, and this new chair that I have here is actually navy blue velvet. I'm quite obsessed with it. It is a little bit tricky. You have to make sure that everything's smoothed out for photos, but I love that sort of thing. It's a great way to bring color into your space. So know that you can rent beautiful chairs. You don't have to stick with shivari chairs or folding chairs. You've got options for beautiful chairs that make a beautiful statement, and it's definitely something that's going to make your wedding stand out from all of the others that maybe your friends are going to. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video on rentals that you can add to your space. Of course, there are other rentals like tabletop rentals, so glassware, silverware, dinnerware, whatever it may be. Those are more tabletop things, and if you guys want me to make a video on that, I can, but I feel like that's a little bit self-explanatory. But I hope you guys kind of get inspired by this video. Think of things that you can rent for your wedding so that you can have a really beautiful, fully decorated event. Hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I will see you guys next time. Please do not forget to leave a like and subscribe. Bye!